See, remember, you don't want to think that we're being recorded and we have to draw from it. The idea of this is even this should go on the thing, unless it doesn't go on the thing. It's completely, we don't have to force a thing whatsoever.
Ladies and gentlemen, this moment of housekeeping is brought to you by maids.com.
This apartment that we're renovating, I was throwing some crap in the dumpster the beginning of the week, and this dude with like a shaved head and braids, like just the top of his head had hair and braids hanging down or whatever, and he had one of those Amy calls them bajas, like the looks like a rug when you're wearing it, you know. Yeah. Doc, I think you own one. But this dude sticks his head out the window and he's like, hey, how long is this dumpster going to be sitting here? And I was like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks maybe. And he said, well, I'm a little bit worried about it because of my lettuce plants that I'm growing up here. He said, I'm afraid that the carbon monoxide from the dumpster is going to come up and harm my lettuce plants. Lettuce plants. Now, mind you, this guy has gotten maybe not so much in trouble, but has gotten warnings from the owner of this building because he fills his bathtub up every day with scalding hot water to add humidity to his apartment.
I think I know the end of the story, but continue.
No, that is the story. It was just one of those off-the-wall things that happened. Dude, so he's growing lettuce in his apartment.
Right, I don't believe that for a minute.
No.
I think it might be.
Obviously an actor, and he's filming Biodome 2.
Was it Pauly Shore?
Right.
Confirm or deny it was Pauly Shore.
Very well. That's funny, but I love the excuses that, or the way he tried to, I mean, it's just, so the guy's a smart guy, right? He's super, because nobody's going to catch on to that.
Right, right. But I went down and told my dad and the other guys that work with us, and I was like, so this dude's upstairs growing lettuce, and he's a little bit worried about the carbon monoxide from our dumpster.
That's incredible.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. So how did Bales, so we never got that thing, you know, that bit. What's up with Bales here?
Oh, someone just reached out and said, hey, you want it? And I was like, oh, I guess. It's like most of my relationships.
And Doc, that whole bit about you had things stirring that you were pondering, was it something like what we want to do here with Scratch, which is just kick back? And
as soon as it was mentioned about do we want to call it a reboot, I don't know, you know, getting brought on board with the big club, I'm all for it, because this was the exact particular brand of nonsense I was hoping to hitch my wagon to.
Yeah. It's like Doc said yesterday, the two of you decided to bring in a new rhythm section. So yep. My question to you is, are we going to go Metallica route? Will you like give us $1 million signing bonus and we're part of the band? Or are we going to go like Kiss route where we're contractors? You know, he's Tommy Thayer and I'm Eric Singer.
No, I like the Metallica route.
All right.
I don't mind the Metallica route, dude, to be honest with you. As long as you guys are both not Jason Newsteads.
You don't like Jason Newsted?
No, I love Jason Newsted.
Then why do you not want them to be Jason Newsted?
I don't want them to be Jason.
Stop being Lars, man.
I prefer Robert Trujillo in the context of what we're talking about, because, you know, he's sticking around and all that. And although Jason Newsted stuck around, he did take off, and that was very upsetting for me, because I used to love the old style Metallica. I bought their Garage Days revisited back when it was an album, where they're all standing in that tiled white background sort of room, and they have the live songs in there, Last Caress and all that stuff. So I love Jason, but I'd rather you guys stick around, right, and do this thing, right, on a consistent. And by the way, I want to say one thing, that there's, for me, and I think this should be for all, but everybody does it their way. I think that it should be no stop signs, forward march, stream of consciousness, don't hold back, screw it. That's how I feel. Why? Because it's real. It's the warm blood pumping out of the veins. You know, that is what's special. So don't hold back, man. Hit us with it, you know?
I've already started a side project.
Yeah, I have this other band that I gig with 3 nights a week.
It's well, like, that's just useless. Come
it's
on
a,
now.
It's a prog rock deal I have going on. No?
Sounds fancy.
It is. It's the Alan Robinson Project.
Does he get royalties from that?
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be the least you could do.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
See, if I don't talk and say something, it becomes very silent. That's the problem. Guys, you guys. So that's why. See, that's why you hit it in the face like a fist.
You talked about it last night. You said once we hit the start button, it's like everything just flutters away.
Well, there is no. See, here's the thing. But also, keep in mind, you just have to look. That's why I like the woodworking junkie, right? Because he knows something. And that is, although he does go to extremes for some people, and I can understand that, but he understands this one little bit, which is you shoot off your mouth. Yes, it's not the most contained and organized thing in the world, but you might surprise yourself of the crap that you say, and it can spur on continuous conversation. That's the whole thing about the dynamics and stuff, you know. It doesn't, and by the way, a lot of this could be cut out, some of it might not, you know, that's how it works. So we don't want to be on stage necessarily. We just want to, you know, like all this part that I'm saying now, it doesn't freaking matter. Even if we do put it in, nothing matters except the vamping off of each other. It is what it is, unless you have some other idea, which I'm perfectly happy to entertain.
I mean, I think it's always, you know, okay to interject and just start a conversation, don't you? Like,
yeah,
something on your mind that you want to talk about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All of that.
Hold on,
all of that is good. You know,
going back to tell Amy that's called a drug rug.
I've never heard it called a Baja.
That's what she's always called it, because we saw
it. Seen that called that before too.
I thought it was like a woven poncho.
Yeah. That absorbs wetness.
It's warm. Mine's warm. I know that.
Well, she saw one in the store where we were like at a thrift shop or something. And she's like, oh, Baja. I was like, what? She's like, didn't you wear those when you were younger? I said, no, I never.
No, I didn't listen to Rusted Root and drive around with one of those on.
I listened to Rusted Root. They were good.
I'm not saying they weren't good. I just didn't drive around wearing that at the same time. That was a thing.
A thing.
No hippie kids where you guys grew up?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was the official marking.
We didn't have hippie kids. We had farm kids.
Which really? Like, even living in a small, did you live in like a, you lived in a town or you lived out in the boonies?
I lived in a suburb of the capital city of Iowa.
Mm. So you were not super rural. Right?
No,
it's just all of Iowa rural.
There was cornfields like two blocks over. Little burbs cut into the landscape. It was back in the day, man. It was like ET-esque, like Stranger Things-esque.
So, sounds like fond memories then.
Yeah, man. Parents kick you out of the house. You don't come home till the streetlights start turning on.
Right.
No phones.
Yeah, I think, and we've talked about this before, I think, in the past, how different but similar different areas of the country were growing up. I know, like, the first round we did this, Eloy would talk about things that him growing up, and there was a lot of similarities, but some of the stuff was so whacked out and different than, like, what me and Rick experienced growing up kind of in the Midwest and out West a little bit. But you probably kind of grew up like I did, and so did Doc. So it's probably a lot different than Eloy. But
see, that's where Doc would come in and say, "Yeah, the way I grew up was, bam."
Well, yeah, where I grew up,
and go,
and scene. Now, where I grew up in Pennsylvania, I live close enough to New York City and Philadelphia that there was that influence. So it was like Podunky, but not like super duper Podunky. Like, you know, we weren't Amish or anything. No one I knew had a buggy.
What do you got against Amish people?
That's not at all.
Part of our fan base.
It's just, what's up, Ezekiel?
We're sponsored by the fireplace makers.
Oh, are we? Nice. It uses the same amount of electricity as a coffee pot.
I like the idea. I like the idea of the Amish.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm down with the in reality, but I like the idea of the Amish, that simple life cut out from, you know, the rest of the hustle and bustle and noise, like static all around. But did you guys ever see that movie, Midnight? What's that guy, Shyamalan? Midnight Shyamalan? What's his name?
M. Night Shyamalan.
That dude. Remember that movie where River Phoenix's brother, Joaquin Phoenix, is in it, and they're in a village? And it seems like it's like, I don't know, just back in the day, 1700s to 1800s or earlier. And they're afraid of these monsters. Did you guys ever see that movie?
Is it called The Village?
Yep, The Village.
Was it? Yep. No, I'm at, okay. See, I wasn't sure. I was really asking.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see that?
Yeah.
I mean, so did you like it?
I liked parts of it, yeah.
I loved that movie, dude. Loved it because they're like isolated and there's these creatures and you don't know in the beginning, but I don't want to ruin it, but well, screw it, because the listener's not gonna, you know, okay, this has been on, like 20 years.
We're gonna call spoilers. Spoilers. 1, 2, 3, go ahead. All right, we're clear.
So the thing is that they weren't back in the old days at all. It was a group of rich people that decided to purchase huge plots of land out in the middle of nowhere, and it's fenced in, and they even have their own security teams, and they live with their families that have been born, their kids and all that, in the middle of a forest, and they taught their kids to live a simple life because they all had bad stuff happen to them in the real world. They're living in current times, but to their kids, they're living back in, I don't know, dude, the early 1800s or beyond that. It almost seems, you know, my goodness, like 1700s, you know, that very rural life. Anyways, they have these monsters that they created so they could keep them fenced in, and these monsters come into their village, and the elders of the village dress up as these monsters every now and then to scare the kids into submission and keep the peace and all that. And it gets really good from there.
I think M. Night hit his pinnacle out of the gate, man. I think Sixth Sense was his best effort.
Wow.
It went down from there. Unbreakable had his moments. The Village was okay.
I don't recall Unbreakable.
What was Signs was like, Unbreakable was Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson. One of them was like, you know, Indestructible. One of them was The Glass Man.
Yeah.
I like that one, though. I know what you mean, though. It's not like, it wasn't like that delicious, you know, movie, you know, from the beginning. But Sixth Sense was just a classic. But I like The Village, though. It was a pretty darn good, I like that vibe, dude.
What was the most recent movie he made? Does anybody know? I don't really keep up on him.
I haven't seen any of those
movies. I know growing up, I was a fan of a cartoon called Avatar. And he redid that, or he made that into a live action movie, and it was just awful.
Avatar?
Yeah, it was called The Last Airbender.
The Airbender, yeah. The last movie of his that I saw was Lady in the Water.
Was it good?
I liked it.
Well, I'm looking up his discography. I haven't seen his last 5 films. I'm out of the loop, man.
Wow.
I mean, I like The Lady in the Water. I can't remember the specifics of it other than I liked it.
Was Tilda Swinton in that? Is that who? Am I thinking correctly there?
I'm not that particular with the names of the. I just like the movies. I don't necessarily, unless it's like Tom Hanks or. somebody that's famous from the 1980s.
Like,
I don't remember.
Like Ben Affleck?
Yeah, like Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a major beef to take with you on your Affleck Batman deal if we're ready to deal with that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you just adored passionately the Ben Affleck.
Incorrect. You don't play Batman. You play Bruce Wayne. Batman, you get a costume. So all the things that you say about him make him a perfect Bruce Wayne. The way he looks pampered and that he come out of a sauna and your whole argument. Dude. Yeah, I know. You play Bruce Wayne. And my Batman is Adam West. So I'm just going to drop that bomb too.
Do you really prefer Adam West as Batman over all the others?
I think that that topped out right there.
Why do you prefer him over the others?
Yeah, it didn't take itself too serious. Hmm. That's like my major thing. I enjoy the campiness of it. I enjoy the way everything was labeled in the Batcave. Like that was my favorite. That was my favorite thing. Like you see, it's like the Bat Broom and the Bat, anti-shark repellent. And I don't know. I locked onto that as a little kid. My dad used to watch it. I kind of have the same sense of humor he does, and I locked onto that right away. I love that to this day. The look of it, that like 60s, I don't know what you want to call it, Art Deco kind of just had that feel to it with the neon colors too. And
yeah, I liked it too. Very comical, very, very like basic and almost cheap, but at the time it was fun. Well, not that we would know, we saw the reruns, but just the same. Yeah, I can agree with that. I'd prefer Adam West than frickin' this guy. Yeah.
Well, who's your favorite?
Who, me?
Of the Batman?
Yeah, who's Eloy's favorite Batman?
What was that dude that did the Batman Returns or Batman Reborn or that the?
If you don't know him, I don't think he can be your favorite.
Yeah.
Well, he is. It's just, okay, look, here's a story.
He was so good. He was so good, you only know him as Batman.
No, it was really Batman that played Batman in that movie.
Here's the problem with what you're asking, though, Bales.
He sees every other movie. Hey, that's Batman.
Oh, no, here's the thing. Well, how many, okay, so here, let me ask you this, though. It's like, so how many freaking Spider-Man movies and character, like people playing Peter Parker can we withstand at this point? There's like 15 different and offshoots, so like, I guess my brain just freaking gets numb to it. That guy that did, was it
Christian Bale?
Christian Bale, that guy.
Did he have the sore throat like Chad?
That's the thing. It's his voice.
It's not.
Annoyed me.
It's not what I do, but I just need a cough drop.
Okay, but wait a second. So my question to you is, Bales, so you're down with the what's the other dude that I don't like?
Affleck.
So you're like totally down with that as Batman?
No, I think I'm picking Mike Keaton, Michael Keaton.
Okay, I can
go with that's my childhood Batman.
Oh, I can accept that, dude. I can totally accept that. Yeah, dude, for sure.
I can't go with Clooney, and I can't go with Kilmer.
I can't go with Clooney.
You don't dig the bat nips?
I mean, I like the nips. I just don't like them.
Yeah, that was bad, dude. I can't believe it. That was horrible, dude. Yeah. I mean, why include the nipple? Why? You know, the Batman nipple? Why? Not you. I'm saying in the movie.
The bat nip.
Yeah, there's no need for that.
Just the whole plastic. That was a little too S&M, that whole costume.
But why? I don't understand why him and Robin had bat nips, but Batgirl didn't have bat nips.
Batgirl should have had massive bat nips.
Oh, that movie was so bad. Oh, it was so bad.
It sucks because it could have been so good.
You dump truck such a good character like Bane and Poison Ivy, just terrible. And it's Uma Thurman of all people. I mean, you had what you needed.
I think Uma Thurman was cool.
Right, she was, but it wasn't right. You know, and the whole Arnold, "Ice to see you." That was awful.
Yeah.
That was so cornball.
Do you think Jim Carrey could have been a good Riddler?
Yeah, he was a good Riddler.
But does the campiness of the whole movie, like, just ruin it?
No, I don't think it, dude. Because in the early days, it was. It's funny, the comic books didn't reflect those, and I think that was like when Batman came out. I was with my family on vacation, and I bought my Batman shirt up in. Boy, I'm not remembering much today. It was Tennessee. What's that little Gatlinburg? And I think it was 86 or 88. I don't remember when that movie, the first Batman, came out with Michael Keaton. And I was dying to get back. It was vacation, but I was dying. I knew that when we get back home, I was to see the movie. So I was totally happy to do that. And it was a little. I was super stoked with it, but at the same time, it didn't feel like the comic books, which is an obvious thing. You know, you have your. But they've gotten more. I like the what's that guy you said, Bale, again, that I said that I like?
Christian Bale.
That dude, it was a more serious, dark Batman. I kind of dug that, you know, grittier, you know.
No, so I'm not really in the superhero game. I don't read any of the comics or never read any comics.
I don't read either, yeah.
You don't read at all. And I don't keep up a lot of the characters at all. But what do you think of the Gotham TV show? Do you watch that?
I haven't watched it yet.
I'd be interested to see what you think about that because I enjoy it.
Yeah, I got about two episodes into the first season and I was, maybe it was just that it was kind of slow. The first year it came out, we tried watching it on TV and the first two episodes, I just wasn't digging it. But I've noticed like when we're watching something on Hulu, they'll show little previews of the current season they're in. And it looks like each season is kind of a different storyline, maybe. Like Bruce Wayne's older now in the newer ones. Like when he's starting to.
Yeah, he's getting into the more the vigilante type.
Yeah.
Doesn't really know what he's doing.
So I think that would maybe interest me more, but I mean, I guess all the other seasons probably have to lead up to that for it to make sense, right?
There's a lot of character development on the early villains.
And I couldn't get like. Because does it focus a lot around the Penguin character?
Yeah, he's a primary character, and the Riddler.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I think the first two, we know the only person we noticed in it was really the Penguin. So, I don't know. Maybe that's why we couldn't get into it. I don't know. But I'm not really good at giving shows much of a chance past a couple episodes.
Do we get to see Batman, though?
Well, right now, it's still a young Bruce Wayne.
Oh, wow.
He's a kid.
Okay, so... All right, so who's the protagonist that fights the evil guys in that?
Alfred is there, and he's his mentor. But it's mostly Jim Gordon is taking on everybody.
Oh, I see. And you like it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give it a chance. I'll tell you right off the bat, dude. I'll tell you... no pun intended. I'll tell you, maybe next time we come here to the show, if I dug it or not.
Well, I know you're a comic guy, so it's either going to resonate with you or you're probably going to hate it right out of the bat.
It also depends on your mood, right? At where you're at, you know, sometimes something will hit you the right way at the perfect moment and whatnot. Today's been a crazy day, so it's like, my mind is scattered, you know, with what happened and all that.
Yeah. Just to show you where my mind's at, like, I topped out at 66 Batman. Like, I don't know much about it. I haven't watched, like, any of the stuff you guys are talking about. I'll have to start doing homework now. I know that Mrs. Doc enjoys watching the Gotham. She's been through the series. She said it was good. I think I went upstairs to watch... I think I watched the first season of Luke Cage all the way through.
That I loved.
Yeah, really? And the first season of Daredevil all the way through.
I couldn't get into Luke Cage.
I couldn't get into Luke Cage either.
The minute that they played the teaser trailer for him and it was ODB, I Like It Raw, and he gets up in the morning and he walks outside and puts his hood up, I was sold. I was gonna watch the whole
thing. Yeah, dude, I don't understand why I don't understand why the other two cats don't dig Luke Cage, dude. That stuff had 70s wah-wah and grit and distortion. Maybe so I love my comic books that way, you know, with the grit.
I take it back. The Luke Cage, how many seasons has there been? I think I watched season one. Is that all there's been?
I don't think it's even on anymore. I think it was just two seasons, wasn't it?
I think it's two seasons, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Because now he's in another show.
I haven't watched season two, so I think I enjoyed Luke Cage season one. It was Jessica Jones that I was kind of iffy on. Iron Fist I didn't care about at all.
Huh. Love that one, too.
Daredevil I enjoyed, and Punisher was pretty good.
See, we have different...
No one watches Legion, or watched Legion. No.
Is it good?
Was that
so good?
It's
like super trippy psychedelic. It's based off of an X-Men character, so I don't know if you guys might not even be into that at all. But Rick turned me on to it back when we were doing this last year, and it was on FX, and he's like, I think he's the son of Professor X and someone else, he's like the ultimate mutant, and he's like bat crap crazy. Like he sees these characters in his mind, and it's warped.
I want to go back to the fact that it's weird how so Doc and Bales don't dig the same Marvel and DC stuff that so I'm curious. So Daredevil I wasn't too much of a fan of. I tried to get into it, but it was really slow in the beginning. I just didn't dig that. And Punisher haven't given a try, but I'm shocked about Luke Cage because it's just so funky donkey 70s feel to it, you know, that I'm wondering. So, I mean,
I really dug, I'm on your side on this one, but I really dug the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. Who was he? I forget.
Guy that owned the club. What was his name? Something or he?
Yeah. It was really cool. How did you guys feel about Jessica Jones? Because I really love those two, seasons.
I caught the one where it was the four of them together, whatever that's called.
That new show.
Yeah, I think I watched a couple episodes of that. And it was the four of them together.
I've never seen one single episode of Jessica Jones.
That's awesome.
I don't watch much television. I'll have to start now if we're going to talk about stuff. You guys got to give me some homework.
It's a frail chick that kicks butt. It's awesome, dude. Like, you know, everybody comes up to her like they think that they can do her in, and she whoops their butts, and it's just, and she's like all depressive and stuff. It's just freaking awesome. But have you seen it though, Bales?
I saw the first season. Yeah.
And what was your takeaway?
She's attractive brunette.
Oh, that come on, that was awesome. Oh, whatever. So, how about, did you guys like The Flash?
CW Flash.
We religiously watch The Flash.
I liked it more in the beginning. It's getting formulaic and watered down.
It very much is. Amy still watches it. I still watch it with her. But yes, it is very much. Like they're reaching to make episodes now,
mm-hmm.
But I know not superhero per se, but we've been watching that show Supernatural for freaking 13 years now. I think.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of seasons on that.
That's a commitment. Yeah.
But that's the same thing. They're real formulaic too.
Yeah, it gets that way. I like watching the long story arc of the whole season more so than the cookie cutter episodes they put out every week.
Yeah.
I just like that story, the full season story. It's really neat.
So are you team Dean or team Sam?
Sam's a girl. So what? I can't stand him. I think he's a horrible actor. Awful actor. That's how Amy will, like when our kids are fighting, like in the backseat if we're going somewhere or whatever. There's this thing that Sam always says in the episodes where he's like, but we're brothers. Or something like that. So the kids will be fighting. I'll be like, you guys, you're brothers.
Do they get annoyed when you do that?
I know my kids about everything I do.
Oh, that's great.
That's the best part about being a father.
And who's their angel sidekick that keeps coming back to life over and over and over?
Castiel.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I know way more about that show than I care to admit.
I prefer Dean over Sam as well.
So does my wife.
She does.
Yeah, if you can't embarrass your children, it's not worth having them around.
You know, another TV show that I thought would suck, but I actually rather enjoy is the TV adaptation of Lethal Weapon.
Is it good?
I think the guy that plays Riggs is pretty dang good. And it's one of the Wayans brothers as Murtaugh.
Oh, wow.
Was it Damon Wayans that plays it?
Yeah.
It's Homie the Clown, right?
Major Payne?
Yeah. All the good movies from our youth. All the good parts.
Yeah, episode one, I'm like, who's this Joker playing Riggs? And then, you know, by the end, I was sold. Definitely not a Sam.
I'll have to check it out.
That was a whole...
Will that be on Hulu?
I don't know. I stream everything for free.
We don't have cable or anything. So.
I don't either.
How do you do that? Live on air where millions of people are listening.
I have a burner laptop that I just plug into the TV via HDMI. And I just go to streaming sites like watchseries.com. Or most of the major networks stream their episodes for free the next day anyway. So CBS, NBC, you just have to watch some commercials. Other sites like the History Channel will lock them down. You got to sign in with your Comcast account. Yeah. But Watch Series, you can just go. There's get Google Chrome with some ad blocker. And like I said, I use a burner laptop. So if it gets infected, I just re-image it and I'm good to go.
I said, I like how you preface that with have a burner laptop.
And yeah. I don't do anything else with it.
Right. I wonder if that's why we had a tower, a small tower hooked up in our living room where we were doing that with, and it just like one day it just wouldn't turn on anymore. I wonder if that's what happened.
It might have just been old too. You never know.
Yeah, it was older, but it was nice what I had. Now we just got the Fire Stick.
That works too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we rock too.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, just run Hulu and Netflix on it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
Why, there's other stuff you can run on it.
Not to my knowledge.
Liar. Serious? Boy, this was a dead-end subject right here.
What?
I don't know... All you can run is Hulu and Netflix. Ryan doesn't want to go in that direction.
I don't have a burner laptop.
Oh.
I got plenty of burner laptops. I'll send you one.
You should be watching that much television. Talk to you like I talk to my kids when they're talking about stuff like that. Find something more constructive to do with your time.
My kids don't even watch television anymore. They just watch stupid YouTube videos, like the dumbest ones they can possibly find.
You're kidding.
It's just the one they watch is this Super Mario Logan. It's the dude, he just like him and his friends just play with puppets, but they're not even puppets. They're just like Mario dolls and freaking Bowser dolls, and they just like talk. It's the dumbest thing. Oh my gosh. And they have like 3 or 4 million subscribers. I'm just like, why am I even trying anymore?
That's amazing though, dude. So their views are like astronomical and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
So maybe we should play with dolls.
Go for it, man.
I'll watch.
Mr. Escajedo's Neighborhood. Hi, kids. Yeah. You could sing a song. You could have song time. You could whip out your guitar there, and you could have song time. I think you could do it. You could wear a funny hat. You could talk. You could wear your costume from when you used to be an alligator man. Your safari costume, and you could be Safari Eloy.
Short shorts and the unbuttoned three buttons down shirt.
Hi, kids. I could sing a song about not sticking my hand in a gator's mouth. So sing along, you know the words.
It's very amazing that
I really want to hear that song now.
That's just shocking, to be honest with you. Well, truly.
Think about how many people give their kids their tablet. I mean, I don't know anything about this because my kids do math equations and read big long books while, you know, doing exercises and eating perfectly healthy food. But right. You know, you give them the iPad and it's like, hey man, leave me alone for 5 minutes of my life so I can decompress too. And at that point, you know, if you're not watching them like a hawk, who knows where they end up. And you know, there's kids apps and parental
No. Dude, but kids are so smart. They know how to get around that stuff.
Even that, the problem with the parental filters is that filters out the non, like the bad nonsense, but it doesn't figure like the ninny nonsense. Like he said, it's just ridiculous stuff. Like yeah. I'll go in there and he'll be like, and it'll just be some kid going, nah, 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 and he'll think it's hilarious. I'll be like, stop laughing at this. We need to
do your kids get laptops at school?
My oldest is only in the kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
So we're not that far along.
Well, my oldest is 16 and my next oldest is 12 and they're both like in junior high and high school. And they get Chromebooks that they bring home every day, and it's basically theirs for the year. And then we pay so much a year for them, and then they get them when they graduate, which by the time they graduate, they're going to be so obsolete that it's going to not even matter.
It's going to be a coaster.
Right. But there's all kinds of parental blocks on it and stuff, and or child blocks on it. But they can still watch all that crap on YouTube. It doesn't block any of that stuff. Really? So, like, yeah. So, like, they can't get – what was the website my I think my oldest was trying to get on DeviantArt just to look at stuff. And you know that there can be some sketchy stuff on there. But he goes to YouTube and like I hear him listening to his Chromebook and he's listening to like the raunchiest Eminem song or something. It's like, really? Do they know you're listening to this? Or watching that stupid show? I don't get it.
It's a Chromebook?
Yeah.
I mean, some of the schools around here give out iPads and they jack them up with all the books, so they flood the memory. They overload them, so you can't get anything else on them.
Mm. Yeah, they have a Chromebook, and then they have the Google Cloud account or Google Drive account. And I mean, they're pretty sweet. They're touchscreen, but
really, and you pay like a lease fee on them every year?
$25 a year.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's same for you know everybody. And then at the end of the year, they get or the end of their school career, yeah, they get it. But it's almost more of a headache than anything because we're constantly like, don't leave it lay there. Don't forget to charge it. It's just like more of a headache for the parents than textbooks were.
Well, yeah.
Because like if something happens to it, we have to replace it. Ooh. Like I can replace an $80 textbook. I really don't want to replace a $300 Chromebook. But yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't have those sorts of issues yet. We had what? Did you cut the hole in the pants issues tonight? That's what our argument was. How did that hole get in your pants, buddy? I don't know.
That's the ultimate answer, isn't it? To everything.
It kind of looks like a pair of scissors there, the way it was. No, I don't know. All right. So then I left it go for a while, and I was like, "So was it a pair of round tip scissors or sharp tip scissors that you cut them with?" He's like, "I think it might have been the round ones." I was like, "Oh, all right." And I just walk out of the room. I don't let him know I caught him because I don't want him to know I'm hip to what's going on.
Have you experienced the hair cutting fiasco yet?
Not yet, but I just avoided disaster the other day. My youngest, who is like 1 and a half, got into my work pants that were hanging on a hook, you know, and got that one of those red Milwaukee markers out, the ones with the super permanent ink, and he tatted up his right hand, and he tatted up one of his Hess trucks, and I caught him just before he started tatting up the furniture. But I walked in there, man, and he looked at me, and he was like, "Color, you know? Oh, yeah, you got a color by? Let me have that." Scrub him up.
And you didn't tattoo your face in the middle of the night while you were sleeping.
No, it was like first thing in the morning.
Looking like Mike Tyson.
No, we haven't had haircuts yet. Have yours?
Yeah, two of mine have. The one was scissors, and the other one got a hold of my clippers. And big old bald spot. So he was bald for that first month of school that year. And then you get your kid goes in school bald, and everybody's like, "You guys have lice or something?" I mean, what's your kid bald? Like, no, he's just kind of stupid.
He was expressing himself through the majesty of his haircut.
Yeah.
That was when my niece cut hers just a few months ago, and it's just awful. It looked like the world's worst mullet.
Oh, it's so much worse when it's a little girl and you're trying to grow her hair out, though. Like, I know a friend of mine that had her daughter do the same thing, gave herself to Sinead O'Connor. It was a bad, bad, bad scene. She was one of those kids that it took her forever for her hair to grow in to begin with. Like, you know, she was like 2 and a half and it was just finally starting to come in. And then like her first like active, bad, cutting it off.
I like the Sinead O'Connor look.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that if that's what you want, but you know, you shouldn't be doing that to yourself when you're six.
Right? You worked long and hard for a few years to get that hair.
Right. You worked your whole life to be able to put it in a ponytail, and you just take that away from yourself with your Mickey scissors.
See, all this high school and school hair is making me curious to what hairstyle did Eloy have in high school?
Oh, dude. I always parted my hair on the side.
Which side?
On the left side, combed over and left that line on the side. It's a very traditional.
Were you OCD about it being straight, or was it cool to be diagonal or have some waves in it? Did you meticulously run the comb down it and fix it?
I went through a little phase of not mousse, but like that gel stuff, like that pomade.
Yeah. Dapper Dan.
Yeah, the Dapper Dan type of thing.
He was a fop, man.
Yeah, I just dug that. But at one point, I started growing my hair at age 17. And I had just below the shoulders long hair at some point. My dad used to hate that, dude. He'd call me. He'd say that I look like a horse. He says your hair looks like a horse hair. You look ridiculous. You look like a hippie. And I was like, well, that's kind of the point, you know. He was not happy with that at all. I managed to cut it though. At one point, I got tired of it after a few years, and I had a neighbor girl come over, and I said, just grab it in a ponytail and just cut it with some scissors.
What?
And she did, and it turned into like this little, like the hair was cut, you know, that's not how you cut hair.
No.
It looked ridiculous. Like a little helmet and shit.
FYI, for anyone listening at home, that is not DIY haircut tips from Eloy.
So you started with like the greaser hair, like John Travolta in Grease, and then you slowly grew it out to just below the shoulders?
Yeah, dude. It started. I actually went through the phases of like the 50s and 60s and 70s through school. It's funny how that now that you mention it that way. Yeah, dude. I mean, I was a loner anyhow. I was like a rock and roll loner. You know, you had the loners, you had the rockers, you had the bros, you had the skaters. And you had the preppy people and the jocks. Those were all the groups. And I fit in with the rockers and the loners. I like the loners mostly because they would just sit there under the stairs and smoke cigarettes. You know, the rockers were a little bit more aggressive. But I could fit into both of those camps. I couldn't touch the preppies and all that. They would have nothing to do with me at all.
So what did you rock in junior high school, Bales?
Yeah. What was all that about, huh? Tell us.
Middle school, it was really moosed hair parted on the right. And I was very meticulous. It had to be straight. I would sit there for hours because I think my OCD started to kick in around then. But around 13, 14, I started to grow it out. So really long. I didn't cut it off until I was 27, 28.
Really?
My hair got so long I was sitting on it.
No way.
Yeah, it's like Crystal Gale length.
I could totally see that. I could totally see that. What was your favorite drummer? Listen, Bales. I could totally see that because you're a drummer, musician, and, you know, at the time, and I'm sure you were playing gigs and with friends and crappy, you know, cover bands at times and, you know, all that stuff, I'm sure. So
I wasn't playing any gigs in Iowa because there was no one around. I was in the high school bands, like the concert band and the marching band and the drum line.
Oh, dude, if you were in Miami.
I was just playing drum set at home by myself, but it was like hair metal heyday. So AC/DC Thunderstruck was out, Def Leppard Hysteria, Metallica Injustice was out, Dream Theater had just come out, Queensryche Empire.
Oh, yeah.
So all the good stuff. So, you know, I was like the kid, the skinny kid with the ripped jeans and the rock t-shirts and the long hair.
We're probably the same age, yeah?
I? I'm born in 75.
Okay, so yeah, we are. We're the same exact. I was born 75. I was just like you then. I picked up the guitar and stuff, but I was totally into Empire. Like, that's the album I'm going to reproduce for this Maker's Rock thing. I was totally into Queensryche. I was totally into Metallica since even the before that, right?
Yeah.
All those bands, dude, just all those there were so many hair metal bands that people could cover there, and they did, their whole rooms with posters and magazine ripped out, parts of the magazine, and they'd cover their whole room with rock and roll.
I had that. Hip Parader, Circus, Metal Edge.
Yeah, dude.
But it's funny that you say your dad made fun of you. My dad used to make fun of me. I'd go to, go out with my friends on Friday or Saturday, and he'd be, sitting there brushing his hair back, trying to motion at me like I was a girl. And then as I was out the door, he'd be like, "Oh, Sally, I think you're forgetting your purse. Don't you need to apply some lipstick?" Like, he just railed me. But he also had a hard rule. So if any D's showed up on the report card, hair was gone instantly.
Oh, you see, not with me, because I would confuse them about report cards and bad notes from school. I would just lose them or check the mail. I did all the bad stuff that you could possibly imagine. I tried to play everybody. I always wanted to just do what the heck I wanted to do, the way I wanted to do. Come hell or high water, I just wanted, my way. It was always that sort of thing. So I tried to hide. Didn't always win, right?
You took the rebel road. You were like my brother. My younger brother was just like that.
Yeah, I paid for it, though.
I learned quick that all I had to do was play by the simple rules my dad set out, just jump through these few hoops, and he'd leave me alone.
See, I was stupid. I should have done that, but I was so I got grounded left and right. For the most part, as long as it wasn't like a really screwed up thing that I would do, they were okay with it. But boy, I sure messed up. One time my dad got so angry at something I did. I don't know if it was school related. He had built a whole bookcase for my comic books. And he was so pissed at whatever the heck I did. I don't remember what it was. He came into my room, grabbed the case like the Incredible Hulk, and he said, "You shall not do X, Y, and Z," whatever it is. I can't even remember. But I do remember that he grabbed that whole bookcase and ripped it out from the wall. All the comics fell on the ground and spread all over my floor. And then he walked over to the comic books and started stomping on the comic books. And he said, "You will not." And every time he'd say a word, he'd stomp on it more. And I was like, "No." And I don't know what I did. I just remember that he stomped on my comic books, dude. And that was, like, upsetting.
I have nightmares of being that guy. Like, that's where I'm at in my life right now. Like, I hear myself yelling at the kids, and it's like, man, I hope they don't remember this shit. Like, that's really what goes on in my head when I'm getting into them about stuff. It's like, you want to go in there and start pulling the shelf down?
You ever have those moments where you're like, you stop, and you're like, man, I sound just like my old man.
Oh, yeah, no. My old man, I hear my grandfather all the time.
I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah, no, I hear my grandfather all the time when I start talking to the kids and stuff like that. I'll be like, that'll be quite enough. And I'll walk out of the room and be like, oh, that was awful.
So you said you got grounded a lot. Was ass whoopings just not a thing in Florida?
No, my folks...
Because I was like a professional at getting those.
No, well, so there was a little bit of that. But with me, so my father was very intimidating, right? So he'd just look at me, and I'd shut the hell, like, I'd, like, right, straighten up. But when he wasn't, my thing is that when people, what they can't see, I can use that to my advantage, and as a kid, just do what the hell I wanted, right? So what they can't see, well, they can't be angry, so because they can't see it, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. And but just by looking at me, I'd freaking, so he'd use the belt once or twice, a tap in the mouth if I'd say something, that pat in the mouth, like whack, in the mouth, like just one time.
When you were little, felt like a full uppercut.
Yeah. And
look back on that, you're like, man, it really wasn't that bad.
But it wasn't that bad, but it was like it was more emotional, psychological, but and generally speaking, there was none of that. Like, for the most part, there were episodes that might have happened here and there. For the most part, it was more like a cerebral whooping. Like, hey, so there was it wasn't violent. There were moments, but not to the point that I could say it was
Yeah, not violent.
Right.
Just the, you know,
yeah,
you screwed up and you're getting a whooping.
Right, but I didn't get many of those. It was mostly go to your room and I'd be like, oh crap. You know, like I didn't want to know what was next. Right?
Yeah. So Ryan, when you were getting those whoopings, what was it? Bowl cut, part in the middle, long on top, short on the sides.
Dude, you're the same age as me, roughly, right. I do believe.
Same haircut.
You know you had to have rocked a bowl cut at some time.
I could never pull it off because my hair wouldn't part in the middle.
No one could pull it off.
Like, no, but my hair wouldn't part in the middle.
Oh, are we talking like Beatles bowl cut?
Or oh, like 98-degree like full-on Lloyd Christmas bowl cut.
Yeah. No, I couldn't pull up. Like where I was, we had the long bowl cut, like the skater bowl cut.
Mm.
You know, it would part, I couldn't pull it off.
Yeah, I went from that and then high school, the bales, we'll call it the bales, the spiked up hair in the front.
That's the
Joey. You do that a little bit.
That's, oh, yeah. No offense, but that's like that's the friends.
That was like, it was like the full on slick down.
Yeah, this is like gel. This is like pop Joey.
Yep, Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got older and I was just like, I'm just going to shave my head because I'm sick of this. I hate combing my hair.
I don't comb my hair.
Oh.
Me either.
I got cowlix everywhere.
Yeah, this is a head full of cowlix.
So you just said screw it.
Yeah, I just
wherever it goes. Yeah. Why do you? I mean, do you still have a problem combing your hair, dog?
No, I don't have any.
Uses the lint brush.
I lost mine in a tragic accident at about 20. Like, seriously, my hair was falling out like it was on fire. Like I got to college, and I dyed it a bunch of colors. Hardcore, but I don't think that helped anything. But like my hair just straight like fell out, male pattern baldness style.
Like stages of different colors, or do you like rainbow your hair?
No, like it'd be red for a while, and then it'd be like whatever color black hair turns when you bleach it, that like rusty orange.
Mm. Did you try? Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to ask because do you think that you caused it to happen because you were messing with it so much?
I'm sure I didn't do it any favors either way, but at the same time, you don't go bald in the horseshoe like an old man, male pattern baldness style from Manic Panic. Like that just doesn't work. Like bleaching, it's not going to make your hair fall out the way mine did.
But was your old man, or was it fat? Like, do you see that in your family?
Oh yeah, you get it from your mom's side, and it skips a generation. But every generation is bald, so even if it skips, You're still part of another generation.
You get it from your mom's side, really?
Yeah, his mother's totally bald.
Yeah, completely. she actually has a mustache comb over.
I dyed my hair once when I was in high school, and I tried dyeing it black.
Yeah.
And it turned out purple. And everybody called me Barney for like a good month and a half until I just shaved it off.
That's awesome, dude. That is so good.
Right. I still see people, because I worked in a factory when I was 16, and I still see people around and like, hey, what's up, Barney? I'm just like, oh man, really?
No. Seriously?
If that's the thing you're gonna attach to.
They still call you Barney, dude, every now and then?
Just like two or three people.
I would have called you the Grimace.
And then what? This one guy just called me the purple-headed idiot. I kind of prefer Barney over that, I guess.
So basically for life, in a smaller town, if you do one stupid thing, you're stuck with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, small town America.
Damn, dude, like 15 years afterwards and someone still calls you Barney and it's like a reminder? Damn. All
right.
That's rough, dude.
You can't do anything in small towns.
Mm-mm.
No way.
That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, going back to the hair dye thing, though, I played football my freshman year of college. I was a punter, and so whatever, I wasn't paying attention completely, but I would dye my hair a different color like every 2 weeks. But I handed in my helmet at the end of the year. It was like black and purple. Like, it was every color. Like, it was actually like the inside of the helmet. I remember I'd like wipe it down every once in a while. It was so gross. I remember handing it back to the coach. He's like, I think we're just going to throw this one away. Like, we can't refinish that. He's like, what are we going to do with that? It was stained. It was nasty.
Wait, you were on a football team, and the only thing you did was punt.
I was a freshman in college. So it was the only way to, like, get onto the team. You know, times were different. It was the 90s. It was a very confusing time. That was my Wonder Years overdub.
Oh, I remember the one. Is that the generation you go back to as the 90s, like when you reminisce?
Partially. Born in 81. So I have this weird thing where it's like, you know, it came online like that very late part of the 80s.
Right. So I don't have a whole lot from the 80s that I can call back to.
I do
to.
Because I had older cousins. So I think that if you had like an older brother or older cousins or were around older kids, you got that Star Wars education.
Yeah.
That you didn't quite get if you, you know, 81, you didn't, you know, depending on where you were.
That's a good conversation to have. I'm curious, since Bales and I are the same age. So for us, so 1980, we were 5. By 85, we were 10. I remember the 80s all the way through as a little kid. I always look at it like we came into it with all the things that were 80s. Even though we were younger, like I saw older kids with long hair and ripped up shirts, Iron Maiden, all that, walking the streets, leather, just emulating what you'd see, you know, on those covers and later MTV and all that. But we got, so the Goonies, we were the Goonies. You know what I'm saying? Like Stand By Me, we were kind of the age of those kids in Stand By Me. We were kind of the age of those kids in E.T. We were kind of the age of those kids in all those, you know, freaking awesome movies of the time. I feel that was more so than the 90s, because that's when we, you know, we were, what was it, 15, 16 years old as the 90s started to roll in, right? Yeah. I have fonder memories of the 80s growing up and discovering things in the 80s. How do you feel about that? How do you look at it?
The 80s were a lot of fun playing around the neighborhood with the kids on the bikes, but once I got my car, it was like a new level. That was a new level of freedom. I could get out of the little burbs. So you could go see all your friends. You know, I'd hit up all the music stores and all the CD shops. But caveat, I was driving at age 14 by myself legally, so.
Nice.
I get that, because you do reminisce back to different points in your life, because like you reminisce back to the childhood and then the teen years.
Yeah.
Because like most of my music and movies and stuff, all those influences like in my adult life come from my teen years more so than my childhood. Because like when I was a teenager, I was really listening to the music more rather than just, you know, being a kid listening to whatever was on.
Yeah, in the 80s, I was, you know, toys and TV shows. That was right. My universe. And then once I got into the car, like you said, it was more the music. And I was getting more into playing the drums daily.
So you sound just like me with the Midwest thing. Like once you got the car, it was like, I'm out of here.
Because I could only go so far. I mean, we would ride for miles on the bikes. Mm. But I couldn't get on like the country road and pedal towards the city. I had to stay within the burbs.
Right.
But my point of the and that's interesting because it's totally different because obviously I grew up in Miami. But like even the cartoons, I mean, who was G.I. Joe geared to if not for people like Bales and me during that time at that time? I mean, that's what was the Star Wars figures, Transformers, the Thundercats. It was all during that time, and it was being Robotech. It was all being fed to us so that we could nag our parents and hopefully get that for Christmas or our birthdays. But again, it was different in the country than it would be in a place like Miami, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how rural Ryan was. I wasn't like, you know, in the sticks.
Well, the way you're making it sound is like there was a little cottage like being lifted up by like some, you know, like some beams in the middle of like a swamp, you know, and.
Now it's the burbs, like you see in E.T.
Yeah.
Or Stranger Things. We just ride our bikes around. And
yeah, see, I'm not even in the burbs. I'm in a city by itself. Like that's like the next closest city worth mentioning is like 20 miles away.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And our population's like 7,000.
But, you know, my early teens, you'd get your parents to drop you off at the mall. So you just hang out with your friends. Or the other big hot thing was the skating rink.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So you go to the skating rink and just spin in left-handed circles all night.
Eloy, you can skate backwards, can't you?
I can skate.
You have a roller disco past, I bet.
No, not that
gold crazy. Gold hot pants, tank top shirt.
I had a Michael Jackson red zipper shirt when I was a little kid. My grandmother thought it, because Michael Jackson was like the thing, and one day she came home with this little leather top shirt, you know, Michael Jackson beat it shirt, and I was like, I looked at it and like, no, this is cool, she said. And I wore that for a little while. It was ridiculous, but it was totally 80s. Yeah. You guys never wore Michael Jackson red leather shirts with zippers all over the place?
No.
Yeah, I didn't have one of them.
Well,
we all had the denim jackets, and then you'd get your favorite rock band's patch to put in the back. And then
did that.
And then if you were able to upgrade, you'd go into the leather motorcycle jacket.
And see, that was not even cool anymore by the time it would have been cool for us, or for me.
We did that. We did that too. But yeah, I had Metallica on the back or Anthrax. And I had a bunch of patches.
And I was a Motley Crue kid.
Oh, well, they were bad to the bone. What was I going to say? It was the denim jackets. And you just bought the patches. I mean, that was the thing. Yep.
Yeah, we didn't have that. Well, that's not what I had going on. I probably wore like a sweatshirt most of the time.
You wore a Baja.
Yeah, no. No, when I was in high school.
Sorry, I think he called it a drug rug.
Drug rug. I'm pretty sure. When I was in high school, all I did was play sports for the most part. That was a big part of what I had going on at the time. So I wouldn't have guessed
in a million years knowing you now that you were into sports. Yeah,
I was captain of the football team and all that happy jazz.
Wait a minute. How the hell did you go from punter to the captain of the football team?
Well, no, that was in college. That was in high school.
I mean, were you like water boy spectacular? Yeah.
You punted in college?
Yes, I played one. I have a varsity letter at NCAA college football.
Where?
Albright College.
Where's that?
It's a letter he wrote himself.
It's a lowercase letter, but it's still out there. I made it myself out of sticks and mud, things I fashioned while I was standing on the sideline, Gatorade cups,
round tip scissors.
Yeah, and remnants from the punting net. No, that's all true. Yeah, it is. I do feel a little bit 180 out from where I was, but like, I remember things happening when I was younger and not having any clue of pop culture at all. Like completely being like on my own island. I don't know. I remember someone told me that Kurt Cobain died, and I was like, wait, who? And then they told me, I was like, oh, that guy. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it floors me with how much pop culture or later pop culture knowledge you have that you talk to me about. Like,
yeah, well, you Fear
know, and I, and all the Kevin Smith
I picked
movies
it up
and
quick, and that's what I did a lot with my 20s. Like, after I decided that college wasn't the thing and I wasn't going to be 6'6",
you couldn't pick up chicks because of your baldness. So,
right, exactly.
All you had was movies.
Yeah, baldness, being the only dude your age not going to college in your town. Chicks lined up around the block to sign up for that plan. That was
me impressed you with my knowledge of movies.
Hold on, do you want to know something about this movie? That guy's related to that guy, but you didn't know that. But yeah,
is that the Kevin Bacon?
Yeah,
it's degrees of separation or whatever
of the Bacon.
You could have been the guy from Clerks working at the movie store, dude. Randall. You could have been Randall.
Right.
Yeah. I could do the Randall dance.
What was the wrangling?
Wrangle out of here.
I could see you manning a VHS store.
Yeah, no, I could do it. I could totally be that guy. It's weird because the way my brain works is set up for that. I haven't watched any movies
to work a VHS store.
No, but like no, to absorb pop culture.
Oh,
like I that's just how my brain is.
I think you might be a little late.
Oh man, no, I could totally, we could have a VHS store. I'm sure somewhere there's a hipster VHS store where the, oh, this is better than what they're on TV now. I'm sure there's
the quality is so much better than digital.
Yeah. How great must that have been to be able to just rent video games all day long or play stuff that was on the, to know.
Right.
Like that's what I think about at the rental. Like the movies were cool, but oh, you got there.
I like that though, when you pull like old stuff like that out of like storage or something, like a VHS rewinder. And the kids are like, what's that for? We used to have to rewind our tapes before we took them back to the video store.
Oh, so you'd get the independent rewinder so you wouldn't wear out your
heads.
VCR.
Heads on your VCR. Be like, oh man, that's like an 8-head VCR. You can't be rewinding in my 8-head VCR. Look, man, I can go slow motion backwards and it doesn't even cut out. That was like the big thing for the 8-head. I was like, oh, okay. Independent rewinder, huh? Yeah, and then you pay the late charge. And somehow those businesses still went out of business.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in college, we had a buddy of mine had a videotape that he had rented, got stuck in a VCR. And this went on for, I don't know, it was stuck in there for 2 weeks. And finally, like, Blockbuster started hassling him. He was like, hey, man, we need this video back. And finally he came into my room with a screwdriver. He's like, you think you can get this tape out of here? Sure. So we just blew up the VCR, took it back. I can't remember what the late charge was, but he could have bought the movie twice, I think, by the time he was all said and done. Scratch. All right, boys and girls. Well, that's all the time we have for this week. I think we filled your head with enough knowledge. We're going to be back next week with more, I don't know. What do you guys want to call it? Scratch.
Could this be the end for our heroes? Or could it just be the beginning? Tune in next week. Same scratch time, same scratch channel.